You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to Humanitarian Radio. My name is Tony St. Tone and I'm here with my lovely guest, Janie Beauclair. How are you, Janie?
I'm awesome. How are you doing today?
It's really good, actually. And you know what's funny is that usually when we do our show, it's really sunny out because we do live in Southern California. But today it's actually cloudy, so it brings me back to days of Connecticut, if you will.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, yeah. Now you know what our northeastern friends are feeling like today.
Yeah.
Although it's summer up there, so they might be having a beautiful sunshining day, and we hope that they are.
True. Very true.
So Humanitarian Radio, if you're joining us for the first time, is all about good news going on in the world and great things that people are doing and the efforts that are made on behalf of humanity and just some really good positive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Today we have a really awesome guest. We always have awesome guests, but he's no different than the rest in that he's trying to do something really good. Tell us who we have today, Tony.
Well, today we have Pastor Isaac Simpson III, and he is part of the Orlando Christian Entertainment Group.com.
So Isaac reached out to us through Humanitarian Radio Facebook and said, hey, I want to tell you what we're doing out here in Orlando. We are getting together entertainers, people who play instruments or sing or dance or, you know, anything under the category of entertainment, through a various group of churches in their community, and they're using those entertainers to benefit St. Jude's Hospital and doing some fundraisers for St. Jude, all volunteering, all as a community with a variety amount of churches in town.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. What a great way to support any cause. And they do support other causes, and we'll let him talk about that.
Yeah.
But very cool that he reached out to us through our Facebook. We always encourage everybody to do that because we want to hear what's going on. And this is the best way to spread around the news of good things that people are doing. And Isaac is also going to fill us in on how he went about this idea and going forward with this and how easy it was to start a movement there in Orlando.
Yeah, I think that's the coolest thing is that we find people from around the country that just start these things on their own. They just wake up one day or a situation happens to them and they say, you know what, I want to do something. And they just walk through how they've started. And
yeah.
I think that's the coolest thing is that anybody out there can really do this. So we encourage you all to continue to listen to this amazing guy and what he's been able to do.
Totally. And let's talk about another amazing guy and what he's been able to do.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, we had a great week this week.
Tony St. Tone, congratulations. You have been selected for The Price is Right.
Almost. Close.
Tony's music got picked up for Positive Music Radio. And what that means is 4 songs out of 5 that he submitted are going into rotation along with people like Tom Petty and Pink and India RE
mm-hmm.
and just
yeah.
a normal radio station for positive music. Tell us about that,
yeah,
Tony.
It's really cool. What they've done is there's a organization called the Positive Music Association, and they've been around for years, but what they've been able to do is they want to make positive music a distinct category.
Yeah, a genre of its own.
Yeah, so you know you have
like
pop, rock.
Country, yeah.
Exactly. So instead of Christian rock, they have positive rock. And there's so many bands that actually fall under that category that you wouldn't even think that fall under that category if you think of songs by the Beatles,
right.
Jason Mraz, India RE, like we had mentioned. So what they've decided to do is they said, well, let's grab all these songs that already are out there from well-known artists, and let's bring in some indie artists also so that people get exposure to indie artists along with well-known artists.
Right, right.
And so,
and they've been doing this 10 years, so this isn't brand new.
Well, you know, the actual radio station is brand new.
Oh, I see, because I saw they were 10 years old.
Yeah, the
so that's
Positive,
the Positive Music,
Music
Association
has been around for 10
gotcha.
Years, but the radio station is brand new. And when you click on it, it's really cool, because what you're doing is you're getting songs that are very familiar to you and then brand new artists, but they're all in that same genre of positive messages. I know that you were listening to it earlier this week, and
yeah,
you were hearing
I did.
Stevie Wonder, Higher Ground.
Yeah, whole bunch of just normal stuff, Tom Petty.
Alice in Chains,
yeah.
Heaven Beside You. So, I mean, they really go the full gamut as far as different styles.
Mm-hmm.
So if you love variety of music, this is definitely a radio station you want to check out.
I heard country music. I heard rock. I heard a jazz song. I heard a piano ballad. I heard... just reggae. I heard every flavor in a day's work. It was great. I turned it on. I sat at my desk. I worked for the day, and I had a whole variety of music. It was awesome. I really enjoyed it. So, of course, I listened to it the next day and the next day.
Yeah, it's, and like I said, if you like a variety of music, this is definitely something to check out. And it's funny. I have a friend of mine who I was in his car the other day, and I said, oh, you like country music? And he said, no, not particularly, but I play it for the kids. And I said, really? And he said, yeah. He goes, at least I know when I put the country radio station on, I don't have to worry about what's going to come on the radio next. And he has like a five-year-old and like a seven-year-old. So I said, that's really interesting.
And sad at the same time.
Well, yeah, because he doesn't want to put it on and have
and
some
have
rap
the
F-bomb going on.
Drop.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, wow.
So I went, wow, you actually are listening to country music because of your fear of
verbiage
of what your kids might get exposed to.
Yeah.
So here is a great example of what you can be listening to if you do have kids in the house and stuff and you want to put some music on, because they've already been pre-screened, so you're not going to have to worry about the songs getting beeped every 2 seconds.
Right, right. Or being embarrassed in front of your grandmother.
Yeah. And
taking your grandma to church and playing some boom shakalaka stuff.
Yeah. Your kid's not going to be singing my humps, my lady lumps.
Right, right, right.
You know, it's like, really?
So I think it's really cool that the Positive Music Association even formed. After I listened to their radio station for a couple of days, I reached out to Scott Johnson, who's one of the founding guys. There's two guys that started this 10 years ago. And I reached out to him and I said, hey, we would love to have your station broadcasting on our website so that people that hang out with us and our fans and our friends and family can listen to your station through our website. And so they've agreed to do that. And they're also going to put a link for our website on their website.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So we're going to start working together marketing. We talked about the possibilities of maybe doing some international and concerts and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And, you know, that's something that I know we talked about doing for here in L.A.
Right.
And then we talked about doing something possibly in Florida. I believe they're out of Florida.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think they're out of Florida. But, you know, getting back to what the songs that got chosen for me.
Yeah.
What I decided to do is I'm going to play you a little snippet of each song.
Oh, excellent.
Because I thought that would be fun so you guys can know what songs to listen for. So the first song they picked was a song called Breaking All the Rules.
Just so you guys know, if you go onto their radio station and Tony's song is playing, you can share it at that moment. But if you like it at that moment, that definitely helps St. Tone, the band, Tony himself, in the ratings. So when you hear his song playing, please click on the like button or share it on your Facebook or something along those lines. So
yeah,
that gives you credit for playing that song.
Right, because they're trying to monitor what songs are going over well.
And if they're
going to
keep them on the air and that type of thing. So we definitely want everybody rallying behind, you know, throw that station on when you're just sitting at work. And if you hear any of these four songs coming on, we'll list them on our website so you can find them there.
Yeah, and also the way you get there is if you go to www.positivemusicassociation.com, and then right on their front page it says Positive Music Radio. Click on that, and that'll bring you right to their streaming online radio.
There we go. Okay, so the first song is called King of Me. What is that about?
King of Me is basically taking responsibility for who you are, and as you claim that responsibility, every thought and every word, you empower yourself. So no longer the victim card. You have to get rid of your victim card. You have to basically say, I am the king of me, my thoughts, my beliefs, everything I touch and see, creating my reality.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So here it is. Here's a little snippet of it. Check it out.
Let me show you how I lay it down. I am the king of me, my thoughts, my beliefs, everything I touch and see, creating my reality. You are the king of you, or queen, whatever you choose. Some like to act a fool, blaming others for what they do. People are wondering how I shine so bright on the stormy weather. And people are asking how I stay so calm now under pressure. 'Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom, I call me body, mind, and soul.
So that is I Am the King of Me. And, you know, what we'd like to do is we like to end our show when we do our Rise Up show with that song. That always seems to go over really well.
Oh, right. That's true. Yeah. I noticed that you sing that song, I Am the King of Me.
Yeah,
why do you sing it in that tense?
I like to keep it in the first person so when people are singing along, they're empowering themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're walking around and I
am. You're giving yourself a subliminal message.
Yeah, it's positive affirmations wrapped within pop rock songs.
Gotta love it. I can see why they picked that song. Excellent. So the second song is
Breaking All the Rules.
Breaking All the Rules. Now, I want to just comment on this song. We performed this song in the LA County jails. And it is very interesting to walk in there when everybody's in there because they broke the rules. And Tony starts singing, Breaking All the Rules.
Yeah. Well, I always make an announcement. I'm like, hey, this is a song about breaking rules. And they're like, yeah, that's got us in here. And I'm
right,
like, yeah.
Right.
I said, but that were meant to be broken. And I said, this is a song about personal limitations and limitations that people's society that we've all put upon ourselves. So if it's learning to fly or if it's running the mile in under a minute, you
right.
know, or if it's lifting a certain amount of weight, there's certain limitations that, you know, we all put on ourselves, and then all of a sudden someone does it, and they're like, wow, it's possible.
Sure, sure,
you know,
sure.
Like when the guy ran the shortest amount of time, the 1 mile, everyone thought it was impossible. And then when he did it, within a matter of 2 or 3 weeks, other people started doing it.
Right, cause instantly they see and
because
somebody did it.
They said,
oh,
well,
he
possible.
Could do it, I could do it.
Yeah, so it's amazing, like, all it takes is one person to do it and believe that they can do it, and all of a sudden it spreads like wildfire. Like,
are you the one person out there who can break the rules?
Yeah, you should be.
Right?
Well, I usually use this little spiel that I do. I say, you know.
A spiel?
Spiel, yeah. That's a, it's a new word, people. Spiel.
What's the spiel?
Spiel is since the dawn of time, man has been able to overcome a lot of different obstacles.
That's
if
true.
It's learning to fly, landing on the moon, mm-hmm. we're landing on Mars now,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they're talking about an aircraft that can go from Paris to L.A. in 15 minutes.
Which is crazy to think.
Right, because it already, right now, it takes 11 hours plus. And when I usually say that, everyone goes, that's insane, like, you can't do that. And I'm like, well, they thought we could never land on the moon.
Right, or fly to Mars.
Or fly to Mars. So
look at us go. Why?
We are actually,
somebody's breaking the rules.
Well, you know, I looked this up, and I said, you know, they're using different technology to get there. You know, they're not using an airplane that follows the curvature of the Earth.
Right.
They're using a rocket that goes straight up and then straight down.
Yeah.
So it could possibly get you there that quick.
Yeah, and they're already making this thing, so it's not like it isn't happening. It's
right.
happening.
This isn't a sci-fi movie. This
right.
is stuff that they're talking about, you know, within the next 10, 15 years.
We'll be cruising in these things.
You'll be flying like this.
I'll take that 15-minute ride in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so it's insane. So that's what I like about this song, because it's all about, again, self-empowerment and actually breaking rules that were meant to be broken. So here's a little snippet of it. Check it out.
Listen, you never live. Miss and leave this. Oh, no, since she's too young. Look at what she's done. I can't say, you can't say. Twisting all past reach. Oh Lord, we got to teach her. We're breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules now. Meant to be broken.
So that was Breaking All the Rules, and you can find the lyrics to that on sainttone.com on Tony's website, SAINTTONE.com,
mm-hmm.
as well as some videos.
Yeah, there's a lot of videos on the website.
So the next song up is a song called Empower Me, and I love this song because it's very different from a lot of your other songs in that it's a piano ballad.
I love to write in different styles of music, and this song in particular was the first song that I recorded from my World Radio CD, and it's really interesting because the lyrics came to me for this song all in one take. When I write songs, what I like to do is I play the guitar and I usually scat sing, and what scat singing means is whatever words come to me, I just start singing them.
Blah, 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 blah,
exactly.
blah, would be my scat singing.
yes, exactly. So I was playing a friend of mine some songs, and this song came up, And he goes, oh, what's that? And I says, oh, nothing, nothing. I says, I want to play the Sellers song. And he goes, no, no, play that one again. And I went back, and if it weren't for Dave Gilman, actually my guitar player.
Mr. Dave Gilman of Gilman Amps.
Yeah. if it weren't for him, I would not have put this song out or put more effort into it to record it. So thank you to Dave. But what's interesting, again, about the song is 90% of the lyrics was all within that first demo. And so check it out. Here it is. This is Empowerment.
Something's changed within this life, like a light's been turned on late at night. Since my thoughts changed, veils been lifted from these eyes, like a self-imposed suicide of old beliefs. So I changed my thoughts and I changed my ways and I changed the way I approach the day, and I'm taking control. Night will come and I will pray and I think of things and love to change, and I just let go.
Well, I've heard a few different versions of that song, in that I've heard you play an acoustic guitar version. This is a piano version. And then I've played with you a violin version.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the places that appreciate hearing that have been like Namaste Church. We did a, which, you know, these places call themselves spiritual centers. Agape Spiritual Center, we've been able to play. And it's interesting because no matter which version of it we play, people absolutely love. Like when we played at Namaste, you got a standing ovation for that performance by the entire congregation. And I think you even have a video of that somewhere people can see that even.
Yeah, it's on my YouTube channel, Saint Tone YouTube channel. You can see a video of that. And yeah, we got a standing ovation at the end of that. We did it with a whole band. We did it with their backing band.
With their band, yeah. Their band and us.
It was a great, great experience, and I've always really liked that song. The thing about that one song is that I've always received different emails from people who have listened to it and has inspired them in different ways.
Right.
This one woman had sent me an email saying that she had recently gotten divorced and that that song helped her along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
I've heard a lot of circumstances like that, you know, particularly when we're doing the Rise Up show, which is the Saint Tone show that we do out on the road. People react to that song. It pulls a lot of emotion. And congratulations for writing a song that's able to do that.
Yeah, I love the fact that I'm able to touch people in different ways and empower them.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So last but not least, the four songs that were chosen by Positive Music Radio, it's Chasing Happiness.
And interesting that they picked that song, because you actually wrote that song for a Benny Atori movie.
Yeah, actually the movie is called Chasing Happiness, and he asked me if I would write a title track. So it was one of my first attempts to actually write a song for a movie, especially the title track song. And I gave it a shot, and I actually liked what I came up with, and he obviously liked what he came up with. And obviously a lot of other people seem to like what I came up with. But
this is a lot of fun to perform out live, and everybody gets dancing for this. And this is a song where I play the tambourine on, so I go out in the audience and I get everybody fired up, and we dance all around through the whole 3.5 minutes. It's a blast, though. This is a lot of fun. Dance in your living room. Jump around on your couch on your bedroom mattress.
Well, you know what's fun
with this song?
The fun thing about this lyrically is I'm basically talking about where you chase happiness, if it's looking it for it externally, you know, if it's a brand new car, brand new house, wherever you might find happiness externally, you can find it within. So that's why we're constantly all chasing this happiness, going, well, once I get that car, then I'll be happy. And
right.
You get it, and you're like, geez, I'm not as happy as I thought I'd be. Well, once I get that new promotion.
New house,
then I'll be happy. It's like, you need to find your happiness now, and then as these things come, enjoy them even more.
Yeah.
Putting
yep.
all the weight on those things doesn't always
bring you what you think you're going to get.
Yeah, bring you the results that you want. And that's what the movie is about, and that's what this song is about. So
very well-written movie, too. Kudos to Benny and Tori for putting that together. That was the first movie that he directed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he's been a producer for a number of years in Hollywood, but that was actually his first move directing. So congratulations. Great movie. And you can actually buy that movie on Amazon, I believe.
Yep, so let's check it out. This is Chasing Happiness.
When you're looking up but you're feeling down, shooting for the stars but you hit the ground, looking for love in the wrong places, loving yourself will help your chances.
So there you have it. Those are the four songs that got picked up by Positive Music Radio. When you get a chance, definitely go out and check it out. We are going to be right back with Pastor Isaac Simpson. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey. Start off your new year with a new marketing strategy. Whether it's for your company or your personal goals, push, let Artistic Journey help you find the unique way to show off your endeavor. With over 20 years of marketing experience in big corporations and homegrown businesses and everything in between, Artistic Journey can help you pave a new product path or an event marketing path. Check out ArtisticJourney.com. See the wide array of marketing merchandise available for you to put your logo on for your next big event, your personal party, or your big corporation marketing push. Get into the swing of 2014 and get your business in motion with an artistic promotion.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Cause I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock song.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.fainttone.com.
Mama said we can always work it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
And we are back with Pastor Isaac Simpson. Hi, Pastor. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. How are you doing?
We're great, great, great. And we're so happy to have you today. I was really delighted that you reached out to us through our humanitarian Facebook. And I saw that you were working with St. Jude, and you reached out saying, hey, guys, we need some help, and we are absolutely delighted to help you today.
Well, thank you very much.
So tell me about the name of your company, first of all, is, go ahead.
The name of our company is Orlando Christian Entertainment Group Church.
And tell us about that.
And what we primarily do is we are just non-paid volunteers that all come, you know, collectively from different churches here in the town. And we all said, hey, let's do what we can for entertainment, you know, those who have talent and those who didn't have talent. We just came together and said, hey, let's just put on a nice concert show. And let all the proceeds go to St. Jude's Children's Hospital, which is, you know, became our famous and the one that was the top on my list as far as helping the organizations.
Excellent, excellent. And what made St. Jude's Children's Hospital be on the top of your list? Anything specific?
Okay, it's it's, well, the best way to describe it is that I was suffering from cancer myself. And while in the hospital, walking around and getting some exercise and everything, I visited a lot of the cancer patients that was in the hospital and everything, and a lot of them was children. And it really touched my heart, you know, to see that they were so young and suffering like this. Here I am, that went through life and, you know, did that, done that, and, you know, these children are just now on their journey, first journey, going through life, and
Right, right.
And how long ago did you make that decision? Like, how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing it now for about, actually, 2 years. We just came official the first part of 2013, but we've been doing it for about 2 years.
That is great. I'm very excited that, you know, the fact that you were moved that much to get something started, and a lot of our listeners always want to get something started, and they never know how, and here you're a perfect example of someone who saw a situation and tried to pull together some resources to try and help, and you've obviously been proven successful in doing what you've done. I think that's great.
Did you find it hard? Did you find it hard, Isaac, to get started with your organization?
No, it's, as strange as it might be, you know, it was so simple I was afraid, you know, because everybody just kept saying yes. I was looking for some no's, but everybody kept saying yes, and okay, I'm aboard, and let's do this, and before we know it, it started with two people and just started growing into the hundreds, you know, and we've been, we're still growing every day. Every time we do a benefit, we add on another 50 people.
Right, right. And you just had a benefit.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your benefit that you just had.
Yeah, we had one yesterday, and the way we do it is that we're trying to make people aware of what cancer is. Well, when I was in the hospital and everything, I had to find out more about what was wrong with me and how can I be cured. So I became more interested in how can we cure this, you know, this problem, and how to prevent it. So I bugged the doctors to death until everybody, I was satisfied that, you know, everybody told me exactly what we should do to prevent it, keep it, you know, from coming and messing with our bodies and everything. And I want to share that with the world. It's, you know, because we, you know, we can bypass that cancer, you know, and a lot of people don't know this. You
right,
know?
Right.
That's really cool that you actually did some research, and actually now your whole point is to say, hey, look, I found this out the hard way, and I want to educate people in prevention as opposed to waiting until you get it. I read something here that you sent over that a lot of people don't realize they have cancer until stage four, and your thoughts are, well, let's start the testing now, and again, most people don't like to go to the doctors and have screenings done, but again, it's that prevention that helps catch it before it actually starts, or catch it in the beginning stages as opposed to a stage four.
Well, it allows you the chance to do something about it.
Right, because, you know, a lot of times your family members or your friends, you know, they're constantly talking about something that is bothering them, or a certain pain or something.
Right.
A lot of times, you know, aspirin or ibuprofen or things of this nature, you need to take it a little bit further. I know it's scary, doctors, needles, and all this, you know, but, you know, we're talking about saving your life.
Right.
And if I have to wrestle you down to take you to the doctor or whatever, that is how we feel. That
right.
We want to concentrate on hard love.
You know, and it's sad to say, but almost every family in America now is touched with somebody, whether it's a friend or a relative, that has cancer. And so it's become such a fact of our life that at this point, the only thing that we can do is look for the reality of how is this getting caused and what can we do about it. So educating people is you know, it's your divine gift, if you will, to be able to pass along what you've learned so that other people might not experience what you've already had to experience.
Well, you know, the best way to look at this is like a regular car, okay? You have a diesel car and you have a gas car. You can't put diesel fuel into a gas engine because it won't work right.
Right.
Our immune systems work the same way. So a lot of people have developed cancer cells and growth and stuff like this from the foods that they're eating. You have people that have never smoked a day in their life and have lung cancer. And the next question is, okay, well, what was they eating?
You know,
is the next step that they go, that they try to research out to find out what caused their problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we find out what the problem is, I refuse to let you just put a Band-Aid on it and we just forget about it, or, you know, you write us off. No. We're going to fight this. We're survivors. We're going to fight it and keep fighting until we get a cure or either do the best thing to keep from getting it.
And obviously, it's been helping, because when you look at the stats, like you sent me over something that said in 1962, the cancer survival rate was 4%. And today, in 2014, there's obviously a variety of cancers, but just an example, cancer of the blood survival rate is now 94%. So it's actually increased by 90% because people are contributing and helping organizations like St. Jude figure out exactly what's going on and how to help everybody.
And, you know, another thing that I love so much about St. Jude is that a lot of doctors in other countries call St. Jude to find out, hey, what's the latest research that you found out or what you're doing? And a lot of people don't know that. A lot of answers is coming from St. Jude.
Really?
You know, helping the whole world.
See, I had no idea of that.
Yes. See, you know, we want to make sure credit is, you know, whoever deserves the credit, get the credit. And a lot of doctors are saying, okay, well, they don't tell people, you know, I called St. Jude to find out more about your problem, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they had some answers for me, because that's all St. Jude does is research, test, research, and they refuse to give up. We've got to find an answer.
And so I know that you're in the Orlando area and you fundraise for St. Jude. When you do fundraisers, does it specifically go to the St. Jude research that's happening in your area, or does it go to the mother corporate location that handles the research for the entire country?
Well, everything that we do is 100%. You're guaranteed that from every penny to every dollar goes to Memphis, Tennessee, to the mother hospital.
Okay.
We whatever cost that we have to incur, you know, as far as expenses and everything. Okay, well, you know, that was our donations, and
right.
You know, we know it takes, you know, funds to do things, so that comes out of our own pockets, and we don't even worry about it.
Yeah, we understand that. Tony, our co-host here, has a band called St. Tone, and he's been doing these types of free fundraisers for these types of exactly what you guys are doing. And so that was one of the reasons I was real excited to have you on as well, because we're fellow musicians and we feel very strongly that music heals, and you can donate your time as a musician, make a huge difference in somebody's fundraising campaign, but also, you know, it shows other people, hey, you have a talent, get out there and do something with it.
Oh, that's you hit the button right there when you said that, because see, a lot of times people think, well, you have to have this huge or big star or something like that to come in and say something.
Yeah.
We have raw talent that is, you know, these people have blessed with talent.
Right.
Nobody knows it, and we make sure that they get exposed, and the next thing you know, hey, now they're becoming a star.
Exactly. It's almost like us being The Voice or one of those TV shows highlighting the talent out there that nobody's seeing, you know?
Right.
Well, and the fact that you're tapping into your local community and giving these people exposure and an opportunity to show their talents, and now it's for a good cause, you're creating a win-win situation. You're giving local talents an opportunity to expose themselves. You're getting people that are coming to support your organization, they might be seeing future stars. I mean, everyone has to start somewhere. So you know, you might have a Justin Timberlake within your mix and you don't even realize it, and next thing you know it, he's a huge international star. So I love the fact that you are giving opportunities to local musicians and local entertainers to give of themselves, but also they're getting something from it too. They're getting a chance to obviously expose their talent. And let's face it, whoever comes to your events, they're getting some really great entertainment that is coming, that's homegrown, I should say. And mm-hmm. it's a win-win situation all the way around. So I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you. You know, that is what the blessing really is, because, you know, like I said, we would love to have a famous star come in and do a benefit for us. But you know what? The nobody that nobody knows about and has this wonderful talent God has blessed them with, mm-hmm. we are now able to, you know, expose them, and their hearts are pure. And then at the same time, we're doing two things. We're helping talent to be recognized, and at the same time, we're making sure that this person understands how to take care of their body and how to prevent cancer.
Exactly, exactly.
What would you guess, and you've been doing this for 2 years now, and I know that you have other organizations besides St. Jude, but I specifically want to ask you about St. Jude because that's what we're working on today. What would you guess that your organization has been able to raise in 2 years for the St. Jude organization?
Well, to put a number on it, I don't have the exact number exactly, you know, how much we have raised so far. Because, see, the reason why I say that is because when we do a concert, we don't badger you about donations or anything like that. We tell people to go home, pray about it, and let God put on your heart. He loves a cheerful giver.
Yes.
And go home and decide how much God wants you to give, and
right.
you do that. And see, a lot of it's unknown to us, but we do know that it is coming from the Orlando area because,
right.
you know, they let us know that, hey, you know, so, you done did something to spark something in Orlando because, you know, we're getting donations.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they know that it's apparent. And I think it's kind of interesting that you guys don't know because obviously you're not driven by that. You're driven by awareness and you know, showing people that there's a need out there. Now, we're not bugging you to give $5, $50, $500, whatever. We're just made you aware of it. Now you decide what you can do about it. I love that approach.
Well, I know everybody feels the same way I do. We'll work 23 hours a day for a dime to make sure that somebody knows how to keep from getting cancer. And those who do have cancer, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that your doctor knows, okay, hey, look, have you tried this or tried this? We're not going to put a Band-Aid on that person and just write them off. We're going to do everything in the books. It's like we get politically with them, you know, the
right.
doctors, and make sure that, hey, what you don't know, we're going to research and find out something that you could have tried. And if it costs any money, okay, let us know. So, because we can't raise money unless we know that, you know,
what you need.
What we need.
Right.
Yeah.
So you have.
It's not all St. Jude. It's sometimes you might have somebody here that's locally that we can deal with, you know, somebody locally. But St. Jude, that's our earth angels, our little babies, and they are our main focus. But really, we help everybody.
And I see that on your website, you have outreach programs for homeless, for animals. Services on wheels and that type of thing, mobile church. I think that it's really important to when you're in the position that you are to be able to get down and dirty, if you will, and see what your community's needs are and be able to step in there and fill the void and bring awareness to it. That we work a lot with the homeless and people on Skid Row. We're here in Los Angeles area, and I'm sure you've heard over there that we've got a great need here, but all the cities around the United States have a great need to help their homeless, to help out the animals, and to help out people who are sick. So I applaud you guys for being a full awareness, not just focusing on one thing. Yes, one thing, you know, is what we're talking about at this moment, but in actuality, this group of a variety of churches in your community have gotten together to help all the people around them and all the animals. And, you know, I think that that's really an amazing feat that you've accomplished by getting all these people together and working as a team like this.
Well, you know, it's been a great blessing to us because, you know, a lot of times we have found out if you don't ask, nobody will say anything, you know.
Right.
So we encourage people to let us know who's having problems because sometimes people are too ashamed
yep.
to, you know, ask for help, but they do need the help. So we're out in the streets, you know, handing out water and donuts and everything and giving people a big hug. And the next thing you know, they're telling us their whole life story, what's wrong with them, and we're able to stop abusive problems from happening with human beings as well as animals. You know, people
yeah.
start reporting to us, you know.
Yeah. Now, what can people do to help you guys? I'm sure you need volunteers. I'm sure you could use donations. But what can you guys really use, and how can people get behind you and support you if they want to join into your efforts?
Well, basically, you know, we're telling people that, you know, like what we said earlier, we have a lot of people that have talent, but they don't have a guitar. So
yeah.
we need equipment and stuff like this, you know, musical instruments and, you know, things of that nature so we can perform. You know, we have people that if you can't, you don't play an instrument, okay, you can be a mind dancer, a mind artist, you know, and you wouldn't believe how talented they are as far as dancing because nobody ever knew it.
Right,
you know?
right.
When do you ever reach out to when doing your fundraisers? Do you ever reach out to ask? Can someone, like, you know, for example, you're going to have a fundraiser and put in the flyer if you have any instruments that are sitting around or laying around that maybe your father might have played guitar but he doesn't play guitar anymore and he's passed away or your son used to play guitar and now he's moved off to college and he left it here and he hasn't played in, you know, 10 years, asking them to bring, you know, any unused instruments to your fundraiser so that way you can sort of see if you can put it out there to get people to donate, because I think a lot of people don't realize that if you can put an instrument into someone's hands, that itself is
changing a life,
and that's helping someone to actually express themselves, you know.
Yes, because you have children that are in schools that want to play in the band, but they can't afford to buy an instrument. And so, you know, here's a talent that's been, you know, getting shifted up under the rug and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, what we do is we done tried a lot of the medias as far as advertisements, like what you're saying, to advertise, hey, look, can you help us out this kind of way? But the best advertisement that we have learned to do is to knock on people's doors, okay? I know it's hard trying to trust people nowadays, you know, and you never know who is your door, so we make sure that we're identified, the police know who we are and what
right.
we're doing, and in fact, the police, they out there helping us, tell you the truth, you know, but we found out if you just start knocking on doors and get out your comfort zone, hey, we encourage that couch potatoes. Hey, it's going to help you live a little bit longer. You know, you need to get some exercise. Quit watching TV all day, you know.
Right. Get out of the house. Absolutely.
So and it was hard on me because, my God, I mean, I was aching, but I refused to want to take pain pills and stuff like that. I found out that the more I exercised, the less the pain happened, you know, because the joint was getting more exercise.
Right.
You know, a pill is not always the answer.
Absolutely agree.
Exactly. And, you know, the fact that you are going door to door and having your other volunteers do the same thing, there's something to be said about that personal connection when you actually knock on someone's door and say, hi, we're looking for donations for this particular cause. I'm sure that's going to get a better result than trying to, you know, put a flyer out there.
Leave
and
an envelope,
Hoping that someone might see this flyer. It's that personal interaction that you're getting people involved in, I think, is really great.
Oh, thank you. And, know, I just want to say this real quick. You know, like if I was to knock on your door, I'd say, okay, yes, we asked for a donation, but it can be a nickel. But, hey, do you have anything that you're getting ready to throw away that we can take, refurnish, and sell it to make some money? Because these are some of the equipment that we need to keep performing, you know, to do this. So it's not all about the money.
Right.
And then before you know it, they gave us that guitar or that clock or something.
Yep.
Okay, and then they became a volunteer to help us out. They called the other neighbors, and boy, before you know it, now we got a, it's like a disease spread.
That, I was going to say, that's an infectious disease that you want to be spreading.
Well, and I think what's so cool about it is that, like I said, you're getting them personally involved. And the fact that you are saying things like, hey, there could be something that's laying around your house that you don't need anymore, and your donation is going to help this cause. So if you don't want to give a monetary amount, then give us something that you no longer in use of, if it's clothing or if it's some furniture or electronics.
Yeah, for repurposing, totally.
I think that's a great idea. And again, the fact that you are going door-to-door is giving it that personal touch. And in today's day and age of everybody sending emails and sending texts, and there's less personal interaction between people just talking in person. So I think that holds a lot of weight, you know, in my book.
Now, you have an event that you're getting ready for next month.
Okay, I'm glad we're on the same page. I'm getting ready to ask you to talk about that. And what it is, next month, since we have all these people, I got people involved in awareness and education and, you know, just don't accept that answer, research it out, you know, get on Dr. Internet, Dr. Library, you know, and everybody. Research it out. Just don't take somebody's word for it, because what you don't know can hurt you. So what we're going to do is we're sponsoring a game show, and people come and they ask, we have three stages and questions, and one is the Bible, questions about the Bible, questions about your health, and questions about the law, which is what a lot of people are ignorant in, and we want to make sure that, hey, you're not going home halfway knowing. You are going home, and you're going to know the full 100% truth about what you needed to know.
What an excellent idea.
I love the idea. I love the idea that you're actually
making it fun.
Making it fun and educational, because, you know, I could tell you from personal experience, we learned a lot of laws that were different here in driving, having lived in Florida, and now we live in California, and the laws here in California are different than
the laws in
Florida. So, and unless someone lets you know about it, you're unaware. So a lot of times, you know,
just taking our driving test to get our driver's license in California, we've been out here, Isaac, 3 years now. And so just taking our driving test was an eye-opener as to how different the laws are from state to state. Florida is a very transient state, so that is a really useful tool you're providing for newcomers and people, you know, who are being raised in those areas that are used to one state, and now they're in Florida.
Right, and the whole point is that the fact that we had to come, when we moved to California, we had to take a driving test to get our license. I didn't understand that at all, but I guess that's what they do out here, because it is so different. So the fact that you're educating people on that and educating them on their health and making it into a game show type thing.
What
a
blast.
That's a great idea. When is it? We'll fly out.
Oh, good, good. Well, and you know, a lot of times, you know, people, they watch TV and you got these doctor shows and everybody talking about, well, eat this and this will make you healthy. Well, a lot of times people don't, these shows and doctors don't understand that this don't fit in these people's budget.
Right.
So we have now we have somebody who's donating 20 acres of land, and they say, okay, get out there and y'all farm, raise all the vegetables and fruits you want. That way you can help out with your homeless problem.
Right.
And at the same time, we're teaching people how to be more organic with your foods, because a lot of your foods got chemicals and stuff like that, and that's that diesel fuel trying to go into a gas engine.
Right. Yep.
So what is the actual date and place of your next event?
Well, we we haven't scheduled a date, but it's usually going to be the second Saturday of every month at libraries. We found out just going straight to the libraries because, see, whatever we're teaching you on, you're at the right place to get the information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that we hold a lot of, you know, the events and practicing and meetings and everything is done right at the libraries. We utilize the libraries for all the resources, you know, and because like I said, if you want to know the answer, you have to research it out, and the best place to do it is right there at the library.
There you go. You got that right. So, Will, where can people find out when you do figure out your dates? Can they find you on Facebook, or can they find that information on your website? Or where's the best place for people to keep their eye on what you guys are doing so that they can join in?
Okay. Well, see, right now, since I'm talking to y'all, we're going to start posting updates on our Facebook page and on our website because, see, right now we've just been everybody getting on their cell phone.
Right.
We've been calling, you know, and texting all over the place. And
now you're growing.
So now, we're hoping that the whole world can hear about what we're doing and try it because, see, I can keep a person from going to jail if I give them a Christian activity to do that they like.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We have a lot of wasted menace to society people out here, and they're mad because nobody is saying, hey, help me, We can't change nobody, but we can be that person that makes you want to change to do something right.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what is your Facebook name and what is your website name for those who want to look at you in the future?
Okay, well, basically our website is OrlandoChristianEntertainmentGroup.com.
Okay.
And then you can, the same name, Facebook, Orlando Christian Entertainment Group, and we'll pop up.
Great, great. And we're going to post you on our website and our Facebooks as well and put a link there so that people can go to you, through our Humanitarian Radio Facebook and website as well, Isaac. And we are so delighted that you reached out to us, and I hope that you will continue to let us know as things are going on so that we can post and keep people aware of what you guys are doing over there.
Well, we're trying our best to make sure that Jesus smiles on us, God's smiling at us and everything. We're able to help people besides St. Jude's Hospital. And this is something I want to say real quickly. We have people calling and talking to me. They didn't want me to mention their names or anything like that, but you'd be surprised who's out there saying, okay, hey, I didn't know this, and they already a star and already, you know. And we're saying, like, my God, you're calling me? You know?
That's great. Well, that lets you know that you're on the right path and that you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the reasons we started this radio station when we moved out here was because there are a lot of stars out there that are doing some really great things, and nobody knows that. And so we feature somebody every week that, you know, that is doing something great with their notoriety, so that we can showcase them like you and focus and show people that, hey, there's people out there that are stars, non-stars, they're everyday people, or they are very high-level celebrities that you know that are contributing to the betterment of humanitarian effort. And, you guys and us together as a team, we can make differences. And we are making differences by helping each other get the word out there. So we're so happy, Isaac, to have you as part of our Humanitarian Radio team, and we absolutely look forward to what the next, 5 years looks like for your path on our station. So we're delighted. Absolutely stay with us and let us know what you got going on from time to time here, and we're happy to keep showcasing what you guys are doing there and focusing on your great events.
Well, we are so happy to be a part of what y'all are doing, and we're glad that y'all are going to be a part of what we're doing, and we'll share everything we know, to make sure that everybody can be blessed you know, if you got a trash can lid at the house, that's an estimate. Come on, bang it and hear it with us, and we'll make a noise for the, we'll make a grateful, joyful noise to God, even with a trash can lid.
That is awesome. Well, once again, thank you very much, Pastor, for being part of our show, and we look forward to speaking to you again real soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So every week we like to throw a song out to our guest, and this week it's a song called The Best Is Yet to Come. This goes out to you, Pastor Isaac. Keep doing what you're doing. That was The Best Is Yet to Come. You can find that track at www.sainttone.com. Hey, have a great week when we will see you next time. Take care.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.